This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your Barbara. We would like to express our greetings to each of you, and we would like to thank you for once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, once again, before we begin in this evening, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what is referred to as a silent communication. An opportunity for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative type of state, and in that altered state of consciousness have the capacity to telepathically interact with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed that portion that you refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness through that telepathic interaction is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. But once again, as always, that choice is yours absolutely. You will find, however, that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space, it is quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and once again, that opportunity certainly exists for each of you. Now, you exist in an illusionary reality in your awakened consciousness state. Illusionary, but not insignificant. It's important to understand that there is great significance in what you do, but nonetheless, significant or not, it's still illusionary. It's your creation in this awake consciousness state that you exist in this vibrational level, is the most illusionary reality that you exist in through all the levels of consciousness, in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level that you choose to exist in. In this illusionary reality is the result of validation of beliefs that you hold. Validation of beliefs that you hold that you may or may not be aware of. Beliefs that you have chosen in other states of consciousness other than your awakened consciousness state. Beliefs that you have agreed to participate in through the human consciousness belief systems, particularly as you entered into this vibrational level, once again, agreed as a consensus for the human consciousness to put in place and to validate and to sustain various belief systems that are the human consciousness belief systems that you may or may not be aware of in your awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless at other levels of consciousness you have chosen to participate and agreed to validate those belief systems. And so you have within your so-called subconscious a multitude of belief systems that are carried in your so-called genetic makeup, belief systems that influence the DNA that exists throughout your every being, throughout every cell in your entire body. Belief systems that you have chosen to put in place, that you have chosen to validate, to have the opportunity to experience certain interactions in different realities. Belief systems that you put in press through various levels of consciousness in your awakened consciousness state and in your dream state and in what you refer to as your between incarnational state. And indeed, belief systems that you agreed to participate in at the level at which you chose to enter this vibrational level. And so these belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing many times are belief systems that you're not aware of consciously, that you have difficulty getting a grasp. We suggest that it's belief systems, not just beliefs, although if you wish to break it down to the very simplicity and the simplest form that it can possibly be, then your beliefs are responsible for your reality. But it's belief systems that form this illusionary reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Belief systems, which are comprised of many beliefs, right from the human consciousness and the societal into the individual belief systems, that combine and interact with each other to create the reality that you are experiencing in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. We've used the analogy before that it's like breaking down these seemingly solid objects that exist within your Earth system, in your universe. And as you break them down, you find that it comes down to a simple, very simple unit that you refer to as an atom. An atom that is made up of protons and electrons and neutrons, and they are all encased, if you wish, within this sphere of energy. Energy that's within a space. Now, it seems like a rather minute element, this atom. In fact, it's only in place because you can perform certain types of experiments that you can duplicate to prove that there's such an existence of such a minute particle. And you understand that these atoms are comprised mainly of energy. When you compare to your universe is much more crowded in a ratio compared to an atom in terms of the elements contained within each. The atom has, in comparison as a ratio, a much greater space between its units that make and comprise the atom than you have in this universe that is comprised of your various galaxies and of your Earth and of your planets and of the other suns and stars that exist throughout your universe. It's much more crowded, proportionately speaking, in a ratio than an atom. And so those atoms are comprised of a lot of space, but that space contains energy. And depending upon the energy, and depending upon the electrons and protons and neutrons that make up that atom, the elements that the atom comprises and joins together to form have, for lack of a better terminology, various characteristics that are different one from another, based upon that singular matter. And yet, within that atom, there is that common, consistent makeup of the various elements, and in particular the energy. The energy. So that energy exists throughout your entire universe. And it's through these atoms that are combined into molecules that are combined into cells that are combined into the elements and into the various substances that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. That all things are comprised. And so it is in your belief system. If you break them down, they come to individual beliefs. Individual beliefs that can be very difficult for you to put your finger on, very difficult for you to even get a grasp of and to understand, similar to the atoms that are comprised of the elements in your atmosphere and in your galaxies. And so beliefs can be very difficult to grasp. And belief systems, which are a combination of all of the beliefs that are affecting the reality that you're experiencing, are responsible for the creation and validation of your reality. It's important to grasp that concept that you are the creator of your reality. You see, if you don't believe that you're in control, if you don't believe that it's your creation, then all of the abilities to have an influence upon the reality that you experience becomes something that's seemingly beyond your conscious grasp to have any control over. And yet, ironically, by holding the belief that's contained within belief systems that you're not in control, create the reality to validate the belief system. If you believe you're not in control, then you will create realities to validate that belief system. And so it's important to grasp that concept that the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, that you are the creator, not only of your day-to-day activities and interactions with other entities, but we're suggesting that you are the creator of the entire universe that you exist in your awakened consciousness state. And that particular concept becomes easier to grasp if you also can accept the fact that it's illusionary. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you experience through any levels of your consciousness, in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level. You have chosen, once again, to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, that limits your capacity to understand that you are all that is, that you all are a spark of consciousness that creates the reality that you experience entirely. It's illusionary. And as a result of it being illusionary, and as a result of your choices in putting in place belief systems that we refer to as part of the human consciousness belief systems, that suggests that you're not in control. Belief systems, indeed, that are responsible for the veil that exists throughout your entire vibrational level, that limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state, and at various degrees also limits your capacity to understand at other levels of consciousness who and what you truly are. Limits your capacity to understand, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, and once again to varying degrees at other levels of consciousness, that you are the creator of this reality. That it's your reality. And you can have, and not only can have, but do have, whatever it is that you desire that validates beliefs you hold. And so it's important to grasp that concept. If you wish to have an influence on your reality from a conscious state, then you must grasp the concept that you're in control. You see, if you don't believe you're in control, you will create realities to validate the belief. And it's not a right or wrong. You see, we're not suggesting that if you don't do this, you're going to suffer from this, or that if you don't follow a certain trap of thinking that you're going to fall into some kind of a trap. Absolutely not. We're simply suggesting that if you wish to have an influence upon the reality from the conscious state, which you as a human consciousness have agreed to put in place the capacity to do so in the year of 2012, when the so-called transformation into the new age and new energy shall be complete, if you choose to have that ability to consciously influence your reality, then you must first of all accept that it's your creation. And it's not right or wrong, once again. It's a choice that allows you to validate beliefs that you hold, that you choose to put in place. You see, once again, the reality that you are experiencing is created from that stock of consciousness that you are. And it does so from a position of absolute unconditional love. You create this reality to validate the beliefs that you hold, and you do so without judging whether or not it's right or wrong. So if you choose to believe that you're not in control, the stock of consciousness that you are creates that reality to validate the belief and rejoices in the creation. And it's not a right or wrong concept. Right or wrong is a human awake consciousness concept that does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. You see, that spark of consciousness that you are validates your beliefs, does so joyously without judgment as to whether it's going to be a desirable or an undesirable experience that you're going to have in your awakened consciousness state. There is no judgment from that level of consciousness from which you create your reality. It validates beliefs that allow you to have the reality so that you can experience the intense range of motion that are available to you in your awakened consciousness state when you believe that you're not in control. And so, you have the paradox in that you entered into this vibrational level. You choose to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and then in your awakened consciousness state, you are entering into this new age and new energy where you consciously wish to have the ability to influence your reality. Rather ironic that you would choose to remain in this vibrational level and to have that experience when you leave the vibrational level, you will understand absolutely that you are in control. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. This is not some kind of a learning process that you're on. Absolutely not. You're here by choice. You cannot fail to come to the understanding that you are the creator of your reality. However, if you choose to remain in this vibrational level, in this incarnational state, and if you choose to enter into this so-called new age and the new energy that's being made available because of your choices as a human consciousness, then if you wish to have some type of conscious ability to influence and create your reality, it's important to accept the fact that you're responsible for the creation in the first place. You can't accept that fact if you believe that there are other entities, whether they are your so-called neighbors or other entities that you interact with on a day-to-day basis in other relationships that you are involved in, that are influencing your reality, or whether you choose to believe that you have angels and guides and other entities that surround you that are influencing your reality, or whether you choose to believe that there is some other power that has created the reality for you and is subjecting you to existing within this vibrational level and within this reality. If you hold any of those beliefs, then indeed it's very difficult for you to hold the belief that you're responsible for it all. And once again, the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief that you hold, and it does so without judgment and from a position of absolute unconditional love, and it does so joyously. So, if you choose to believe that you're not in control, then it becomes very difficult to believe that you're going to have the conscious capacity to influence your reality. Very difficult indeed. Because once again, the reality you experience validates the belief you hold. And if you believe you're not in control, you can have that. You see, it's not right or wrong, once again. It's a choice that you can make. It's a choice. And so if you choose to believe that you do have the capacity to influence your reality, you as a human consciousness are in the final stages of the transition into the new age and the new energy, and you will find that it's much easier for you to consciously influence your reality, to consciously get a grasp of what the belief systems are that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And when you alter the beliefs and alter the belief systems, you alter the reality. That's an absolute. That's not a maybe. That's not, well, wouldn't that be nice? It's how you create your reality. Your reality validates the beliefs you hold. And so if you wish to alter your reality, then you must first of all accept the responsibility for it. Now, accepting responsibility for certain elements of your reality comes quite easily. If it's a particular portion of your day-to-day experience that you find it to be quite rewarding or quite joyful and quite entertaining, then indeed it becomes very easy for you to accept the responsibility that you have made the choices and decisions that have resulted in that experience and in that reality. That you have held belief systems that are being validated in a manner that you look upon as being very desirable. However, it becomes more difficult when you are involved in a creation process that allows you to experience a reality that may be less than desirable. Ah, there's the rub, eh? You have created a reality that you wish did not exist in your awakened consciousness state. And you ask, how can that be? How can I create that reality? How can it be that I'm responsible for something that I don't even desire to experience? Well, we would suggest that you do desire to experience it. We would suggest that somewhere in that belief systems, that's the combination of beliefs, there are beliefs that are influencing your reality that are indeed responsible for those so-called undesirable or negative experiences that you're experiencing and involved in your day-to-day activities. Your beliefs. You see, you can't accept responsibility for the good parts and then pass off the bad parts as being some kind of fate or some kind of bad luck. Absolutely not. Now, you may have made choices in your so-called altered states of consciousness to put in place certain beliefs that become portions of your belief system so that you can experience that particular reality in this incarnational period. And it may be what you might refer to as a less than desirable reality, but nonetheless, you choose. You choose to be involved in that type of creation. You choose to be involved in a particular reincarnation period with certain entities that you're involved in various relationships in that particular incarnational period. You choose. The other entities are in agreement. They choose as well. All agree to participate, but nonetheless, the choice is yours. No one said you must become involved with that particular group of entities. No one said you must become involved in that particular family group. No one said you must become involved in some type of situation where there's an abusive situation occurring between entities or indeed between yourself and some other entity. No one chose that for you. You chose it yourself. Now, individuals would look at that and say, well, isn't that ridiculous? I chose to be involved in some type of an interaction with, in other words, an abusive situation where I'm a victim. Well, we would suggest perhaps you didn't choose that particular scenario, but you did choose to put in place the particular beliefs that were responsible for that creation. You did choose become involved in interactions with other entities and agree at that level of consciousness from which you create your reality with other entities to be involved in that creation process. Absolutely. No one forced you to. You see, you can't choose which part you believe that you're in control of and which part you're not. You're either in control or you're not in control. If you're not in control, then that's fine. The spot of consciousness that you are will validate that belief. If you choose to believe you're in control, then you can have that as well. You see, the irony of it is that you create the reality. It takes no more effort to have the capacity to do it consciously than it does to choose to believe that you can't do it consciously. The effort and energy that it takes to sustain this illusionary reality is the same. You're making that effort. It's the same. It's your choice. It's a validation of beliefs that you hold and that you've put in place once again many times in the between incarnational state. An entity chooses to be involved in a situation that's an abusive situation. I wonder what that would be like. I've been involved in other situations where I've witnessed other entities experiencing that type of abusive relationship. I wonder what the emotions and feelings must be like in that intense situation. So I think I'll put in place certain beliefs that allow me, and I'll make the choices to interact with other entities who hold similar beliefs so that we can share in that experience. And at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, you all rejoice at the creation and at the reality validation of the beliefs you hold. You rejoice. And that's the difficult part for you to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, if you don't grasp that, if you can't grasp that concept, then it becomes difficult to have this ability to consciously influence and create your reality. And that abusive situation, once again, is a choice. Various choices that you make in your so-called between incarnational state, and indeed continue to make in your so-called conscious state in this incarnational period. You see, when someone's involved in an abusive situation, we would suggest that it's the seemingly victim who's in control. You see, when you choose to believe that you no longer wish to be involved in that situation, then the whole scenario changes. It all changes. It's the victim who must make the choice to end it. It's the victim who's in control. As ironic as that may seem, when one begins to believe that they're worthy of a different lifestyle, when one begins to believe that they are an entity that's capable of consciously self-loving who they are, then the whole scenario changes and the belief systems change. And when you love yourself consciously, when you hold to that belief that you love yourself consciously, and you become an entity who believes that they're worthy of being involved in joyous relationships, then the abusive situation ends. As difficult as that may seem to grasp, when one entity alters a belief system, then all of the entities existing around them that are involved in that creation process either adjust to that alteration of a belief system, or the relationships are altered and many times fade away. Because the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. When you're interacting with another entity, they are holding belief systems that may be different, but the interaction allows the entities to experience the particular reality, to validate the beliefs. And it's an agreement. It's not something that's been forced upon any entity, not only in your vibrational level, but in any of the other vibrational levels. You create your reality. If you can't grasp that concept consciously, once again, then it becomes very difficult to consciously have the capacity to alter your reality by altering your belief. And so if you grasp that concept, if you can hold to that concept, and if you can validate it, because you see in your awakened consciousness state, if you can validate a particular conscious thought and choice as being something that's desirable, And then at that level you begin to think, well, as a result of that particular reality, I can begin to form beliefs. It's actually the other way around, but it doesn't matter. In your awakened consciousness state, you believe that a particular experience is responsible for a belief. You believe that because someone told you something, or because you were involved in an interaction with another entity, as a result of that telling, or as a result of that interaction and relationship, you form a belief. The irony of it is that the reaction that you are having to a particular entity or relationship is a validation of a belief that you already hold. So if you wish to alter it, first of all, alter the belief system. And in this new age and new energy that you're entering into, that you as a human consciousness have chosen to put in place, it's becoming much easier for you to have that conscious ability. Now how do you do that? Well, first of all, it's important to understand what it is that you desire. Many entities would have a very difficult time listing what it is that they truly desire. And yet the reality that you are experiencing on a day-to-day basis is a reflection of what you truly desire. So if you don't like the reality you're experiencing, take a look at what it is that's causing the reality. What do you desire? What type of experience would you like to be involved in? What do you desire? Do you desire to have some type of abundance? Do you desire to have some type of relationship? Do you desire to have some type of physical health alteration? What do you desire? Important to understand what it is that you desire. And once again, as a result of this new age and new energy, by consciously being very specific, you begin to have the capacity to influence the beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the reality you're experiencing. So be specific. What do you desire? And then use your imagination. And it doesn't matter the method or technique that you utilize. You see, many individuals get hung up on this concept that they must follow a certain set of rituals in order to have the experience come into being. And you can have that if you wish. If you believe that that's the path that you must follow, then by all means, be involved. But also, understand that it's your belief in the method or the technique that's important, not the method or technique. If you don't think it'll work, it won't work. If you continuously listen to all of the messages and all of the texts and you read all of the books and then you set them aside and say, well, that would be nice if it were really like that. But I don't think that's how it is. If that's how you feel, if that's how you truly consciously feel on a continual basis, then indeed the intent to create your reality is very difficult to sustain because you don't believe it's possible. And so the method or technique is not what's important. What's important is your belief in the method or technique. You believe meditation will assist you, then meditate. If you believe that some type of repetition will allow you to have the experience, then repeat it over and over. If you believe that putting up some type of a photograph of the reality that you'd like to experience so that you can have that impressed upon your consciousness on a daily basis will do it, then by all means, put up the photograph. It doesn't matter how you do it. The method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in that method or technique. If you don't believe that meditation can assist you in any way in influencing your reality, then meditation can be a very waste of time in terms of having the capacity to influence your reality. And yet, ironically, meditation, that ability to go within thought, can open up your pathway to the understanding of who and what you truly are. And as a result of that understanding, can influence your capacity to consciously create and influence your reality. Meditation is a very beneficial practice for an individual to be involved in, because it allows you to alter your consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness to maintain awareness of what it is that you're attempting to do. And so you have this awareness, this possibility to lucidly influence the reality that you're experiencing in a dreamlike state. And it's in that state that you're closer to the level of consciousness from which you create the reality in the first place. And so meditation is a very beneficial practice to an individual who's attempting to have this ability to consciously influence the reality. Because once again, it allows you to get in an altered state of consciousness while maintaining an awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Not necessary to create your reality consciously, but can be a beneficial assistance, most certainly. And so, using your imagination, whether it's through a meditation or through some type of visualization, it doesn't matter. The method of technique is not nearly as important as your belief in it, once again. We emphasize that over and over and over because it's so important that you understand that it's the belief. What's your intent? If you don't think it's going to work, it probably won't. Even though another entity that you're witnessing having all types of success at it is performing exactly the same method or technique, and it seems to be doing wonders for them, but not working for you. Well, if you don't believe, if you don't have the intent to attempt to do that in a manner that will have the capacity and the ability to influence your reality, then it won't work. You must believe. The method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief. And so imagination, and then once you know what it is that you desire, and you've used your imagination to experience what it would be like to have that in your reality, in your awakened consciousness state, then you must have the capacity to expect it. And once again, if you don't expect it's going to be created, if you don't expect that it's possible, if you don't expect to create the reality, to validate the belief, then again, you have made a choice. You have made a choice to be involved in a creation process, to validate that you're not in control, and it comes right back to where we began, that it's necessary for you to accept the fact that you're in control of the reality that you are creating and experiencing. You are in control, absolutely. And so expectation becomes a very important factor in this conscious creation process. Expectation. And in order to be an individual or an entity who in their awakened consciousness state has the capacity to believe that it's possible to create it and to expect it to be created for you by that spark of consciousness that you are, you must like who you are. You must begin to love yourself consciously to assist in that conscious creation process. Because if you like who you are, then you can have the expectation because you believe that you're an entity that's worthy of having that experience. If you don't like who you are, and if you don't love yourself consciously, then it's very difficult for you to believe that it's possible for you to have any type of creation. It's very difficult for you to believe that these choices that you're making are going to have the capacity to come into existence in a real life manner so that you can enjoy it. so that you can have it, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you desire. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. There is nothing existing within your vibrational level, within your entire universe, that was not first of all the process of someone's imagination, someone's desire, and someone's expectation. And so you create the reality that you experience. And in this new age and new energy, if you would follow the very simple steps of understanding that your desire is the key element to consciously creating, to understanding what it is that you desire, and then using your imagination in whatever form or method or technique that you desire, that you believe has the most powerful possibility to create that reality for you. And then expectation, the belief that it's possible for you to influence your reality and to create it consciously. Now many individuals look at this creation process and they choose the most difficult type of reality to create. Well, if I can do that, then in order to prove it, I'm going to create for myself an absolute unending abundance within the next 24 hours. Well, you see, at some level of your consciousness, you don't believe that's possible. At some level of your consciousness, you believe that it takes time to accumulate certain possessions. That unless you're very fortunate in some type of a gambling situation, that you must put in an effort in order to accumulate that abundance. That you must be involved in certain steps. And so when you put in place those specific types of desires and you use your imagination, the expectation's really not there. You don't achieve it. You don't have it. So we would suggest that you choose to create elements of experiences that are within your capacity to control and to create, that you believe that you can have that particular type of reality. And as you begin to put in place the methods and techniques that you work for that create the reality that you desire on a regular basis, then you will have the capacity to expand the creation process into other seemingly more difficult areas. They're not really more difficult, absolutely not. You simply believe you're not in control. You chose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and as a result of that limitation, you're involved in an illusionary creation process in this reality that seemingly is beyond your control. But it's not really. You create it all. You create it all. But in that creation process are those belief systems that are combined with the so-called human consciousness belief systems, which play a tremendous part in the creation process. And not the least of those belief systems, those human consciousness beliefs, are the belief in time and space. And so if it takes time or there is space involved, then it's more real. Then you can really have that experience, because that's real. Because that's validated. Because that is validated by this human consciousness belief system. And so, if there's evolution, if it takes time, then it's more real. You see, you as a human consciousness, in the year of 1987, chose to begin the transformation into what your new agers have referred to as the new age and new energy. The year of 2012, and you put in place a 25-year passage of time, because it's more real if it takes time, if you can dwell upon it, and if you can experience the slight changes over time, then it's more validated, because it validates that belief in time and space, and as a result of that validation, it's perceived to be more real. in your awakened consciousness that. The irony of it is you can change it in a heartbeat if you wish it. Not only can, but do. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist outside of your awakened consciousness that. You exist in all levels of experience, in your past, in your present, in your future. It doesn't matter. You exist in them all in the now. It's a combination and a cumulation of the whole process. It's not a separate part. You don't just existing now and the past is done and the future is there. It's all occurring. And so this transformation into this new age and new energy only seems to take time in your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, because of that transference of time and because of passage from the year of 1987 until the year 2012, and you have that 25-year period in there, then it's more real. Then it's validated. Then you can expect that. That's a possibility. That it can occur within that lapse of time. And so, when you're in this decision-making, when you're choosing the particular realities that you wish to experience, once again, base your so-called choices in a real, awake consciousness manner that will allow for that passage of time, for that valid action. Put in place and validate the human consciousness belief system in time and space, because it's more real then. It's more real in your awakened consciousness that. It's easier for you to consciously grasp that concept because it validates the belief system. And the stock of consciousness which you are creates the reality that you experience to validate the beliefs that you hold. And to step outside of that particular belief system that's a human consciousness belief system is very difficult. And so if you attempt to step outside of that particular belief system, if you attempt to do away with the time and space concept, it's very difficult, not impossible, but nearly impossible in your awakened conscious state. It's very difficult for you to do. And as a result of that difficulty, you experience seemingly failures or setbacks in your so-called creation process, because it's not validated by that belief in time and space. And so choose particular realities that are within your grasp to alter, that you believe that you can consciously influence. And as you begin to have experiences that validate the belief that you're in control, then you will find it much easier to expand into seemingly more difficult creation processes and alterations. Seemingly more difficult. Only, once again, because you choose to believe you're not in control. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You create your reality. It's a validation of beliefs you hold. Know what it is that you desire. Use certain various methods or techniques to influence your imagination, to invoke what it would be like to imagine owning that reality, and then take the necessary steps so that you can have the expectation, like who you are, begin to do things that allow you to love yourself consciously. And the outcome, as a result of your transference into this new age and new energy, will surprise many of you, absolutely. You create your reality. If you have difficulty in understanding what the beliefs are, pay attention to your attitudes, spontaneous attitudes. You see, attitudes are influenced by belief systems, and the beliefs are influenced by attitudes. And so if you are experienced in an activity or some type of interaction with an entity or another group of entities or other individuals, pay attention to a spontaneous reaction and the attitude that you have been invoked by that interaction. because it allows you to have glimpses into what the belief is that you truly hold. Many of you will be involved in an interaction and you will have different attitudes. You will have different responses. You will experience different emotions and feelings for the same activity, for the same experience. Pay attention to those spontaneous attitudes. You see, many entities in your awakened consciousness state lack to hold the so-called positive attitude syndrome. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're not suggesting that you shouldn't do that. Absolutely not. It's important to understand that we never suggest or tell you that you should or shouldn't do anything. It's a suggestion, and the possibility for you to do it is completely within your choices to make. It's not something where you say you must do this, or if you don't do this, this is what will happen. Absolutely not. We make a suggestion. And we suggest that you pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes that you all have. Because that attitude will give you glimpses into the beliefs that you hold that are responsible for the experience in the first place. You see, there are about three things that you can't change. The rest is all up to you. You create the reality. You are the God that you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is illusionary. All the rest is a reflection of your belief systems. All the rest is only limited by your imagination. And so when you're experiencing an interaction with other entities, then that whole experience is your creation to validate beliefs you hold. And if you pay attention to the spontaneous attitude that you experience as a result of that interaction or that creation process, it will give you insight into the beliefs that were responsible for the creation in the first place. Beliefs and attitudes go hand in hand. So pay attention. And as a result of paying attention, you begin to also pay attention to your thoughts and feelings that spring from that attitude. Because your thoughts and feelings influence your choices. And when you influence your choices by your thoughts and your feelings as a result of the attitude that springs forth from the belief, then you can begin to understand indeed that you consciously can influence your reality, because through the choices that are once again influenced by your thoughts and feelings, you can determine what it is that you truly desire, and you come full circle in the creation process. And from the desire is the imagination, is the expectation. And as the reality is unfolding before you, you pay attention to the attitudes to get glimpses into the beliefs that are influencing your thoughts and feelings, that are indeed having a direct impact on your choices, that are influencing the reality that you are experiencing, because it influences what it is that you desire. To the imagination, to the expectation, to the attitudes springing from the beliefs, to the thoughts and feelings that are influencing the choices and decisions that influence their particular desires. And it goes round and round. And you create your reality to validate the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. It really, really is that simple. You have but to believe. The first step is to accept the responsibility for the reality you're experiencing. And not just for the joyous aspects of the reality, but for the entire experience, for the entire creation. You rejoice and accept responsibility when it's desirable, but you look upon the undesirable as being fake. Or, I wonder what caused that. Or, I wonder who's responsible for that. I certainly didn't wish to have that experience. And yet the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices at the entire creation process, whether the awakened consciousness state labels it as desirable or undesirable, as good or bad, or as negative or positive. This block of consciousness that you are makes no such judgment. That judgment is made in the awakened consciousness state. Block of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the beliefs you hold. And it does so without judgment, and it does so from a position of absolute unconditional love. And it gives to you that which you desire, based upon your imagination and your expectation. It's that simple. It really is. Now, we would like to express our gratitude once again for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And until the next time that we are invited back into your reality and vibration,